So yeah. I will open up the package of Buttig turkey and help myself to a processed meat pack. Poor Don Banks. I have no real opinions on him as a human being, right. But I hate that guy.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I am the host of the program. Very, very stoked to have you back in the mix for episode 281.
Ooh,
keeps chugging along. I know.
It's a lot.
If you haven't checked it out, go back and check out episode 280. Everybody loves it when we do movies here. Fancy Sauce, Ed Daly, and myself sat down and reviewed the real piece of shit from 1985. St. Elmo's Fire.
Ugh.
If you have not checked that out, please go back and do so now. Hey, real quick, guys, before we get started with my dear friend, Travis Rogers, who joins me for the entire episode, let's check in with co-host of the show, Ed Daly. Haven't heard from him in a while. Let's see what is happening on his European vacation. Ed, what's up?
Hey, what's up? It's Ed. I am about a week, maybe a week and change left in my trip. I apologize for the sound quality because I am in a tiny apartment where I am in the bathroom with the computer resting on the edge of a bathtub because there's just no fucking room, and my kids are everywhere when I'm home, so there's just, it's tough to record. I meant to record something last week. Anyway, when the trip started, we went to Italy and Croatia, and it was hitting record high temperatures, which was a real problem for me, mainly because I just ran out of sunblock, and finding it there, you know, the Italians, there's not going to be a lot of people selling sunscreen there. But I did sit right next to Conan O'Brien and his family at a restaurant. And my thought, I didn't bother him because I'm not a monster and he's with his family. But the one thing I wanted to ask him is, what are you doing for sunscreen? Because he's in the same boat as me, very pale. But anyway, he seemed real nice with everybody. And I don't know. It was not a celebrity interaction because I didn't do anything but stare at him and his family every few seconds. But he seemed cool. But luckily I booked air conditioning at the places. So when we were home, I had in our hotel rooms, it was good, but the sun was so fucking strong there. Anyway, this is a sad report on the weather. Anyway, as you probably know, I had to go check out Guy Fieri's, restaurant in Florence. And, gotta say, it was a delightful pizza. I think he's like a small owner because I was hoping there'd be his face would be on the napkins, there'd be donkey sauce on the menu, but unfortunately, it was just kind of like an understated Italian pizza place. So it was kind of a bummer. There was no Guy stuff for me to take home or send out to you, Brian. But it was good. I mean, the guy is just, he produces quality. And they, as you know, Europeans love their heaters. So it's always weird once you live in American cities where that's just not a thing anymore. There's cigarette smoke everywhere. Not so much in London because they banned it at most of these places too. Most, you know, you can't smoke on transportation or restaurants or anywhere. So London is like New York. That there's not smoke, but in the rest of Europe, it's just smoke everywhere. Another alarming trend, I noticed, I want to say about 10% of people between 15 and 25 are wearing, and this goes for Italy, Croatia even, I've seen in London, they're wearing Friends t-shirts. Friends has a ton of apparel everywhere. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, It's a, you know, sometimes good show, but nothing great. And overall, like over the years, it got worse. I mean, you'd be surprised if you saw people walking around in Journey t-shirts just because they had Don't Stop Believing. You wouldn't think everybody should be a fan of it decades later, but they are. People love Friends here. I don't know what's going on, but like everywhere. I've been living in the future because on the first day I gave Michelle my ATM card and she lost it. And so I've had no access to cash whatsoever. And my credit card, I never set it up because I always had an ATM card. So I never set up the cash withdrawal thing. So I guess I could go into a bank and do all that. But I've just been doing pay by phone. I've only paid by phone. It's like I'm living in the future. I'm like a futuristic me. It's pretty exciting. There were a couple of things I just saw in the news I wanted to point out. I know they made a big deal that there was some outrage over The Lion King. The original makers were mad. Everybody's got to stop getting mad about remakes. Who gives a shit? You either go see the new movie or not and like the new movie or don't like it or ignore it. But who gives a shit? You're not ruining the original. You're just making a different version. I saw Stephen Avery was denied a new trial. That's a good thing because he definitely murdered Teresa. And I also wanted to point out the Yankees are playing at the Field of Dreams field and people are getting all psyched about that next year. I just wanted to point out Field of Dreams is a bad movie. It's not good. I'm sorry. You're going through things. You want to have a catch with your dad, but the movie sucks. Bull Durham was the better baseball movie for Costner. That was the most like over the top, corny, pining for the days of I think even James L. Jones wasn't he pining for the Negro Leagues? It was the whole movie sucked. It was a bad movie, and I want nobody to be excited about the Yankees playing in a cornfield. I get back in I think a week from tomorrow or something. So Brian, I'll check in with you and figure out what we're doing about next week's show, but good luck with you and the mystery guest. I hope it's as good as Telly Two Putt, who threatened Paddy Power or one of those betting sites for a good joke, because any joke at Tiger is a good thing. All right, have a good week. Talk to you later. Bye. It's a choice I make.
That voice in the background should be familiar to a lot of you, especially if you're here in LA listening to local radio. It is very close friend of the show. Someone you've heard here on this podcast quite a bit. He hosts the top rated
we'll go with that.
Local sports.
Yes.
Radio show. Hold on. He hosts the top rated local sports talk morning radio show.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Here in Los Angeles. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Travis Rogers. Trav, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I feel good. I'm ready to be back on the Baller Lifestyle. I think the last time we were here, we did Fast Times, I want to say.
Yeah, that was a great review.
Yeah, that was a good. The movie ones are fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
St. Elmo's Fire is, I believe, what you described as a, quote, real piece of shit.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but it had pre-certified Demi Moore.
She is so, I talked about that on the show. I feel like, I don't recall specifically, but my grandparents had on TV.
Oh, yeah, with the color, the rainbow colors and the letters. I remember
it
vividly.
Yeah, it was just one switch on top of your television. Yes. It was like it was like having cable, but it was only one channel.
Right.
And you'd flip it on, you'd turn on the UHF, uh-huh, and you'd flip it on, and there'd be movies playing. It'd be like the Blues Brothers or whatever, like the big movies at the time. And I remember one time I must have been being babysat, got dropped off, as was pretty
the norm
common in my childhood. I got dropped off at my grandparents, and they had gone to bed, and I was sleeping like in their den on the couch, and I had the TV on, and that St. Elmo's fire came on. Oh yeah.
Through the switch.
I became a man.
Yeah. It's an important movie. Yeah. And so there's a movie for everybody at that point in their life. Right. And that's a good one.
Jules. Yeah. She was so banging.
Turns out so that attractive. She's a genuinely terrible actress. That's part of the problem.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, no, not that you cared at the time.
She came off the soap operas.
Yeah.
She was to live or something. She's looks great. She still looks great.
Yes.
And you could be like, oh, she's had surgeries. I heard
good ones though.
I heard one of the things she got done. Well, she got the skin fixed on her knees.
Well, okay.
She didn't like the knee skin.
So apparently that's a thing.
Oh, is it?
That's a thing. I don't know about the surgery, but I have heard people discuss in my life that one of the first things that they're going to check out are the knees.
The knees.
And it was said to me, if the knees are wrong, then I don't need to see the rest.
You can't. There's just nothing to do right. there.
There's like, if the knees are wrong, yes. I can't do anything
yeah.
with those knees.
Yeah. Well, we all have our body part.
Right.
But she still, I mean, she's in her middle 50s.
Oh, sure.
She's 55 years old.
Looks great.
She looks fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, we reviewed that movie here, St. Elmo's Fire, and more movies to come. So
what's
pay
next?
Attention.
Do you know?
Well, I don't know if I want to. I don't want to preview it.
I understand.
You know, I like to drop these on people because they get excited. But it is, I will say this. It's probably the most requested movie. The most requested movie we have to review, and I'm working.
Yeah.
A guest.
Okay.
Efforting.
Okay, efforting, yes.
Grinding.
Efforting.
Okay, I'm efforting.
Is it Boogie Nights?
No.
Oh,
that is a good one. Yeah. The problem is that Boogie Nights was actually on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights was on like Cinemax or something.
Yeah.
As I was about to go to bed, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, now you're in for 2.5 hours.
Boogie Nights is on, and it had just started like...
he was still Eddie Adams.
Eddie was just going to work at the nightclub.
Oh, that's so, kind
where
of
he was a dishwasher.
Scene. Well, part time.
Right. How did he, I don't understand like how he's plucked from, cause they knew something about it.
I think there was an understanding that when Eddie wasn't washing dishes, he was willing to show you his stuff. So Jack probably heard through the grapevine that there was this kid down at the place.
Well, he heard from Roller Girl.
Right.
Who had first. Right. And yes. knowledge.
Yes.
Anyway, so I caught myself watching that. The problem with that, and this was not so much but a similar problem to what's the one we did here? You and I, we just reviewed a movie not that long ago. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times, right.
Too good a movie.
Yeah.
Fast Times has a lot of things you can make fun of because it's supposed to be silly.
Right.
But Boogie Nights, I mean.
It's like a real movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a real movie, Jack.
Other than. This Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Is like.
He's good in that though. He was good in that.
I mean, you just see all these people, like even Burt Reynolds, you're watching the movie. You're going, holy fuck. That's Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Like Burt Reynolds is great. He is he did a lot of cheesy shit.
Yes.
But he has that magnetism, that charisma.
A movie star.
He's
like a real life movie star. Yeah,
a
for
real,
sure.
Despite the hairpiece and everything. There's a lot of good actors in that movie.
A lot of dead people in Boogie Night. Burt Reynolds is gone. I believe the Colonel is gone.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky Jay?
Yes.
Dead.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Scotty.
He played a lot of normal guys.
He was
Scotty had some baggage.
Yeah.
Scotty just wanted Dirk to like him.
That's why you get a guy like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, to bring that.
He has that in him somewhere. Yeah. He's not pretending so much as channeling feelings that he has had inside. That one still kind of bums me out because I was...
He's good.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Who
of
wasn't?
Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. So movie review coming. Trav, good to have you back on the show. It's been a while. Good to see you again.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in. I reached out to some people. But just to catch up, we don't see you on social media anymore.
No, I quit.
Yeah.
It was.
You got sick of arguing with people about Nebraska football?
It was really, and not that this is anything insightful, because I know that everybody that's on social media knows this already.
Huge bummer.
It's very super crazy negative.
Yeah.
And I just decided, you know what? I don't need that. And for about 3 or 4 days, I really felt like I was outside of the loop. And after the better part of a week, and certainly by 2 weeks, I don't miss it at all.
So you can let the people know that are listening right now that they're, when they tag you in something that they tweet to me, you're not seeing it.
No.
So they can go ahead and stop doing that.
I still get them secondhand every once in a while. Like for, but sometimes you'll send me something if it's good enough. G-Fish 39 will send me some things along the way.
G-Fish 39's a little bit of a bad guy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I don't want to see pictures of Antonio Brown's feet.
And then he'll send them to us.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I didn't know that was a thing.
What, trench foot?
I'm good.
Yeah, but I quit and it's good. I quit things every once in a while. I'm not saying I'm gone forever. I may come back once in a while.
Sometimes the station will be running a contest and you'll be a good soldier.
Yeah, I'll put some work stuff on there because it needs to be promoted and whatnot.
Yeah.
But as far as just, hey, here's what's going on and you suck and all that kind of stuff, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I get enough you suck in my life as it is.
I'm kind of with you. You know, I'm not at your level, so I have to kind of be out there and sharing myself. But a lot of times people want to get you into a conversation that you don't want to be in.
No.
You don't want to be in it.
I don't want to be in it. And the other part of it, too, is that there's no conversation at all. It's just this is what it's nothing that anybody hasn't heard from a million other people. But you have half the people there that are like, right on, way to go. And then the other half are, well, you're an idiot. It's just, I don't learn a thing on there ever. I don't see anything. Every once in a while, you'll see some news that you need. But if it's not on social media, it's going to pop up somewhere else within 10 minutes. You're going to see it. It's not like you're going to miss it. I'm good. I don't miss it.
I pretty much exclusively go, here's my morning routine.
All right.
I get up. I take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
I check my phone while I'm having a piss,
mm-hmm.
and I go to my notifications to see if I have to defend myself from anything that Walk Off HBP or Telly Two Putts are saying about me.
Well, they're quite active,
right? And then it's if I'm good there, rather than go to just my news feed on Twitter, I actually thumb over and just go to the regular Apple News
app. Oh, yeah, that's good.
App.
Yeah, well, you get to curate what you want.
Right. And then there's the news there. And then I'm good.
Yep.
I don't have to get involved. I don't get anybody's opinion because there's a lot of people out there and they have a lot of views.
Yeah, they have opinions.
They want to share their views.
And they want
views.
You to have their opinion. Yes. And if you don't have their opinion, then you're an idiot.
Oh, right. You're stupid.
Right.
You're a dumb person.
You're an idiot because you feel differently about something than I do. Right.
There's
lots of idiots.
Something that came up on this show recently that had to do with you that people wanted to know about.
All right.
It's been well documented that you're a guy. It seems like you do a fair amount of, you know, you're a liberated guy. You're a modern dude. It seems like you do a fair amount of grocery shopping for the house.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I do. There's certain stores my wife goes to. There's certain stores I go to. And one of the stores, you go to the grocery store, and I need you to take me through this because you go into the grocery store and you get a basket.
Yes.
And you
have a cart, not just one of the little handheld ones. I'm a cart guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I go, I usually load up more than a basket. Yeah.
You go right over to the deli area and you bypass, you know, because you go right past the deli. I think I know the grocery store you go to.
Yeah.
You go right past the deli where they have all the delicious boar's head turkey and pastrami.
Good stuff.
Roast beef. Any of the cured meats.
Black forest ham. There.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
All of the above. But instead, you go over to the where they have the packaged processed meats.
Yes.
And you walk over and you go past the Oscar Mayer. You go past the prepackaged stuff that comes from the deli.
Uh-huh.
And you go right over to the little sad sacks of Budig processed. And it's a rolled up thing. And if you look at the ingredients, the meat portion of the
turkey.
Ingredients is usually like the fourth thing down because
it's
like
salt in it.
Water, salt, nitrates,
flavorings,
fillers. Yeah, flavorings. Meat is usually just meat flavored.
Yeah.
You go right over there and you get yourself some meat. So you're thinking to yourself, so I'm walking by you in the store and I'm like, hey, there's Travis, there's radio icon, Travis Rogers. He's getting some lunch meat so the kids or maybe himself can make a sandwich before work. But then, but that's not what you do.
No. So I would take issue with one of the things that you characterize. I don't just come through the door and immediately head there. I wait till the situation presents itself. It's because more often than
not, I'll hit the produce
first and do all these things. But once I make my way to the deli portion of the processed meats portion of the grocery store, look, I've usually been in there 35, 40 minutes by then, or whenever I, even if it's early, I know I'm going to be in there for 35 or 40 minutes.
But you don't take a circuitous route to the meats.
No, it's just wherever, whenever I happen to go down that aisle is when I will help myself to a package of Budig turkey.
So let me just reset.
Sure.
You grab a few things on the way to the Budig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically. All
right. Yeah.
And so then by the, you know, look, I don't know about you, but when I, first of all, I love going to the grocery store. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's air conditioned.
Yeah.
You're usually left alone. Nobody bothers you in there. It's
always a fresh copy of Guns and Ammo.
All of those things. So, and usually I'm usually hungry when I'll go in there.
Yeah.
So I'll grab a little something to nibble on while I walk through the store. So I will open up the package of Budig turkey and help myself to a processed meat pack. And it's really good.
So, and so then, but then like a normal human being, because of the shame,
I'm not ashamed at all.
Quietly like fold up, and no one would blame you for this because a package of Budig is like 39 cents.
79 if you get it on sale.
79 cents.
79 cents. Oh, it's usually though, if like you buy 10, you can get it down, you know, if you buy in bulk, you buy 10 packs, you can get it down to like 69 cents.
You fold up that little package and maybe you just put it in like in your breast pocket or just like quietly as you're walking by the bakery area,
you just trash can.
Toss it in the little trash can. Nobody would blame you.
I open the package and I throw the package into the cart. Therefore, when I check out, I just show the lady. I said, I already ate this. And she scans it and throws it in the trash for me.
When you say that, does she turn white or you don't know because you're looking down at the ground?
No, hard eye contact, right? Deep eye contact, like eye to eye, like I ate this turkey. And it's not just I'll eat the turkey a lot. Sometimes I'll get one of those pepper jack cheese sticks that's right there. You know, they sell those individual ones.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, so just on the bottom, you know where they have all the packaged cheese?
Yeah, like usually, all the grated cheese and stuff. Yeah.
There's usually individual cheese sticks in there, and you can get a pepper jack, and there's a jalapeno cheddar bagel in the bakery right next to it. You can have like almost a sandwich
through. That was the next thing I wanted to bring up, because it isn't just the Budding. Recently, you unprompted relayed to me and our close friend Greg Fisher that day you'd been to the store and you'd helped yourself to a goddamn bagel.
Sure. Well, they're very fresh while they're there. So you get that little piece of, I don't know, it's not wax paper, but it kind of looks like wax paper. Yeah. You reach in there and you get one and you're not going to wait till you get home to eat that. It's fresh. It's right there. You can smell the jalapenos and the cheese. So you eat it.
You just eat it. You just, and as then, you're walking around.
You put the bag.
There's no cream cheese or butter.
No, but it's very moist and the cheddar and cheese and the jalapenos had plenty of flavor.
So much bread. But
it's
then,
a lot of bread. It's so good. It's so chewy.
But then,
very savory, Brian.
Since there's no packaging to dispose of. You just quietly just go about your day, and because those bagels are basically there for samples in your world, and you don't have to mention it to anybody.
They're also less than a dollar, so I put the little bag in the cart, and I'll just say, "Hey, this had a bagel in it, but I ate that."
Oh my!
It's fine.
Are all the bagels the same price?
Yeah, they are. But I only get the jalapeno cheddar ones because the other ones are stale.
Occasionally, now you're saying bagel,
but
occasionally you're walking through that store, and it's a. And it is a round thing with a hole in the middle that you're eating, but it's maybe covered in powdered sugar.
Not a big donut guy.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going in another direction. Because once in a while, not often.
Oh, no.
Not often, but once in a while, there may be a second bagel. I thought that's what you were going. But I usually don't get halfway through the second one because that's a lot.
So much.
That's a lot.
That's so much.
Yeah, and then I buy my groceries and I'm ready to go.
Oh, you have that long commute. You're probably licking your lips going, when you pull into the parking lot and you park,
I'm
get out of the car,
salivating.
You know what it's going to be.
It's waiting in there for me.
But you know the item. You know if it's a Budig day or a donut day.
It's never a donut day, but the bagel day.
Because donuts are sweet.
They're sweet. Once in a while, but not. I'm not a donut guy. I'll get a piece of cake every once in a while. I won't eat that in the store.
Oh, okay.
But Yeah, it depends on what time of day it is more than anything. If it's in the afternoon or evening, it's probably a budding stop and more of a morning stop. Right. It's a cheddar and jalapeno bagel. They're so good.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I could really go on for days.
And those rotisserie chickens sometimes will get nibbled on the way home. Yeah, yeah, no, like, I don't eat those.
Put
in
them
the store.
In the seat.
That
next
would be,
to
that,
you.
I'm not a monster.
So somebody called my show and he, because you, a lot of times people hear of this deviant behavior. And this is why, you know, like things that are sort
I'm
of
fine.
Normalized in the, like, none of us should know what furries are. Right.
No, I wish I didn't.
And I'm not. And hey, if that's your thing, have it be your thing. Right. I'm cool with that.
I just don't
but,
need to know.
But at some point, somebody like raised their hand and they're like,
you want to hear what I'm into?
You know what I like?
You know what really, really does it for me?
And now we all know about it. So yeah. I was talking about this on the air, how you're a monster and you go help yourself to the processed butt egg and just walk around. Chomping on disgusting.
Well, it's not like I'm walking around because usually a package of budding from
2 bites
from tearing it open till throwing the empty package in the cart. It's a 25 second process. Yeah. Doesn't take long.
Somebody called the show and left a voicemail, and they said what they like to do is they go into the store, they immediately go over to the deli counter, and they order one fried chicken drumstick, and then as oh, I wish you guys could see the look on this guy's face right now.
This guy's a genius, by the way, whoever it is.
He gets one fried chicken drumstick that he chews and eats off the bone while he walks around the store. And then he puts the bone back in the sack. Actually, he holds it by the sack.
Oh, yeah,
and then
sure.
When he gets in line, he goes, hey, could you get rid of that? I ate one drumstick, and he gives it to the checker to get rid of.
I'm 100% down with that.
Yeah, this is kind of, deviance has been normalized.
No, because first of all, fried chicken is just otherworldly wonderful.
Yes. No, it's
but
good.
The get a thigh, a little harder to eat, but honest. A thigh is a better choice.
The worst cut
is a drummy.
A drumstick.
They're awful.
So many tendons in it.
Yeah, there's
not a lot of meat.
Not much. You get that one bite on the round side, and that's about it.
A huge bone and a lot of shit to a lot of work
and
to kind of
little
separate
skinny
the meat.
Bones
what
that
are
you got to get through. I don't.
What
like
are
those
things? Are disgusting.
Like those. Yeah, the thigh is the place.
The number one best part of the chicken is the wing.
Yeah,
100%. The wing is delicious. It's got the best meat on it. It's always cooked the best. Second. The thigh.
Yeah.
Very meaty. Only the one bone in there.
Yep.
It's all meat around the
bone's
bone.
Flat,
you know
too.
What, you know what you can do? You can take that fucking breast and get it the fuck away
it's
from
always
it.
Dry.
Yeah, it's always dry. Yep. It's too thick, the meat there. Yep. If you really want to have a good chicken breast, you have to cook it separate from the rest of the bird.
Yes.
Too dry.
Yes. Agreed.
You want to hear, you want to do a couple of voicemails?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check in.
I'm glad that I was able to explain to you my grocery store. See, you feel better about
it
now.
I'm disgusted.
No, it's fine. You should try it one time. Just try it. See how you like it.
Oh, that's what I was at the.
Don't go to the grocery store high either. That's a really bad idea.
Well, yes. You're not supposed to go hungry. It's the rules. I was in the store the other day. I was perusing the produce and there was like all the different kinds of grapes. Mm. And I helped myself to one of each grape.
To see what kind you want.
And Fancy Sauce is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Trying this.
And I go, how do you know?
Right. That's fine.
How do you,
that's all I'm
why
doing.
The bags are open.
That's all I'm doing.
What you're doing is a little bit different.
I'm fine.
You know, the summer fruits are out right now.
The stone fruits. Yes.
The cherries.
I had a nectarine.
Oh my God.
So
delicious.
Good.
The peaches right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an addict for the fucking cherries, and the place I buy my cherries.
Be careful with the cherries.
The place I buy my cherries, they I notice have put a little bin in front of the cherries
for
the pit because I'll try one to just to make sure which are better because they got the Rainier and the red cherries.
Yes,
normally I'm a Rainier guy, but the Rainier crop has not been as good this year.
Okay.
So, but I'll try them both. And then I go over to like the checker area and she's got a little trash. I'll throw it in there. But a lot of people, I don't think do that.
Just throw it on the ground.
Fling them because they're monsters. Kind of people that eat butt egg in the store are also throwing their
cherries. It can be a little, you gotta be headed home before you start on the cherries.
It's easy to eat like 25, 30 cherries.
Yeah.
Like you grab a handful and you're eating them and you're standing there watching TV.
You wouldn't eat four plums. But you'll go in on 30 cherries.
True. I know. Yeah. Easy. Like I'm buying a bag of cherries a week.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting a couple handfuls every night. After
careful.
Dinner. Okay. Let's check in with our voicemailers. Let's see what's happening. Let's see if anybody's reached out to speak to Trav specifically.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
Wait for it.
No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to
here's
do.
Here's the part.
And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Who did that?
It's my buddy Brad in New York.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
Poor Manny.
Anyway, we have a call from Manuel and Gardena. He's doing better though, because he's learned to not take the entire 3 minutes of the voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Because what I was doing is I was having Ed pick a number between 1 and 180, and then I would just start there, and then I would have him pick another number, and he'd be like 32. And so I'd play 32 seconds from wherever he started.
Right.
But let's see what Manuel has to
all
say.
All right.
Right, Bex. Easy Edward on vacation. Hey, guys, I just had a little incident.
This guy calls your show, too, doesn't he?
He does.
I believe he's dropped my name on your show, which
makes me
a massive fan of Manuel and Gardenia, because he's the only way I've ever been on your show.
That's not true.
Is via Manuel and Gardenia.
That's not, first of all, I don't want to get too much, but there's something... We're working on something.
Oh, interesting.
Secondarily, that's not true. Your name gets brought up periodically.
Yes. Because I'm a pretty close listener. Like, well,
you are a loyal listener, and your lane is to humiliate me or to attempt to humiliate me. So when that comes up, I like to read them. And Key absolutely doesn't get it at all.
I know. I love that.
It's great.
That's
like, he's like, who is that guy? Yeah. I don't know. Why is he saying that about you?
Yeah. Well, he's got your back.
Yes, he does. Yeah. No, I got his.
You need him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Manuel's getting after here.
So I'm getting ready to go to, you know, work, like to snap a bowl, you know, every now and then. And, man, I go to, you know.
What he's saying is he likes to get high.
I got so far so good.
Gotcha.
Cut the cheese, lay a fart.
Oh, come on,
what
buddy.
What have you, pass gas.
You guys, Manuel, you know. I
like how he had to explain what cut the cheese was, and then he said fart, and then he said pass gas. Like, he went in the totally wrong order. You're supposed to go the other way. You're supposed to say pass gas first, and then it's like, oh, that's kind of sort of okay. And then maybe, you know, cut the cheese, and then you go with the clinical term of fart.
Right. I don't want any of those on this talk show.
Too late.
This is like not my lane.
I think farts are hilarious, but that's just me.
We're lucky that John in Fullerton hasn't called in, because he has some very disgusting things he likes to bring up here.
And son of a bitch, dude. Baby shark, shark.
Oh,
baby shark, shark. Baby shark, shark.
Okay, buddy, we get it.
Baby shark, shark.
Is he incarcerated? Like, what? Why does he only get one phone call a month or something? Why is he calling you with that?
I don't know. I think there's going to be a question here. This is why you need to pick the
time. Come on,
time.
Manny, do better.
Sharp. Luckily, it didn't reach the undergarments. You know, my boxers were fine,
God.
So I ran into,
oh my God,
you know, John, and right now I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Oh, dude.
Job.
Okay, Manuel, you are on. You're now on probation again.
Oh, is he off of probation?
Well, no, because I'm a fan. He talks about me on the radio. I like old man.
What
well,
was he getting to? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of curious what the payoff on this
okay,
whole
hold
thing
on.
Is.
I got to fast forward back to where we were.
Right. My main question is, man, is this ever happening, guys? And thankfully, like I said, man, the baby shark, baby
again?
Shark.
Yeah. He's really proud of himself.
Clothing.
Yeah.
What say you, boys? I know you guys have been through it. Have a wondrous
I mean, it's of course it's happened to everybody. I can't. Sure. I don't recall it having happened to me anytime recently. But you deal with.
Well,
it.
It's
you
deal with it. We've all had that moment when your body betrays you, yeah. And you basically get that warning from that little voice inside your head that basically it says you have 30 seconds. Yeah. You have 30 seconds. Get to a place in 30 seconds, or you're going to have a bad time.
Something needs to come out of you.
Yeah.
Find a place.
You ate something.
Find a place. Yeah. And normally you can be very selective about where that place is, that you take care of that situation.
Uh-huh.
But when that happens, it doesn't matter.
I've changed my tune on that. Like I used to be, you know, that place looks a little, now I'm just lean into it. I got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the, my patented double gasket technique?
I am. Yeah. It's not a bad, I have employed that on several.
Hey, occasions. Why not?
Because sometimes you're they're in a place
free.
Where,
and they're free.
They're little, there's a little bit of, grip issue because you're kind of sliding around, which isn't great. But
sometimes
you
can be a little.
Yourself.
Sometimes you can be a little sweaty too.
That's not great.
And this, you know, I can't believe you made me talk about that.
That was a bad call.
Yeah. Did you like that song though?
Oh, the first
what
one.
What about the part in the song where he goes, and he's even worse than Ish.
Poor Ish.
I know. You Ish know, is look, a good dude. Look,
Ish was a fine guy.
All these listeners have chased Ish away. Ish was a great dude. He's a fan of me.
He's a fan of you. He was a very loyal listener to my Yahoo program, which I appreciate a great deal. It's just that he had a lane and he just seemed to kind of maybe use it too often.
Yeah. I mean, look, he never showed up to my studio while I was recording the show.
Well, I can't say the same. Yeah,
so, I mean, I might have a different opinion of him then. Yeah. He did have a lot of uncomfortable requests of fancy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That were a little weird, but I liked him. And all these mean listeners on Twitter chased him off.
At the risk of offending anybody else, and I don't mean that, but my all-time favorite contributor to my old show, the Francis Pablo.
Yeah, Francis and Glendale.
Used to torture Ish. Ish. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I told him, it was one of those things that was so outrageously funny yet cruel.
It's pretty funny. He also, I believe he also chased old Joe and Bugahaw off of Twitter for some reason. I don't know the exact details of it, but from what I saw, it was pretty funny. But also made me kind of bummed for old Joe.
Yeah,
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
It's, you know, it's kill or be killed out there.
Nothing.
Yes. Okay, another voicemail. Let's see what this guy's got to say.
Hey, B. I don't know who you're.
Oh, this is my man, L.S.U. Lala.
Oh, okay.
Got a very.
I remember him.
Hardy Southern timber.
Cajun.
Your special guest is this week. But when you get him on, ask him about some of the highlights of the 4 days that he lived in Texas. I'm very curious to hear about that the time there, the 96 hours of his Texas residency.
I happen to know he lived there for a year.
More than that.
More than a year?
I was there 16 months.
16 months?
16 months.
That's a year and a quarter.
It was 16 months and it was
a year and a third.
Fine.
That was great. You love
it's fine.
Tex-Mex.
No,
you love the Tex-Mex.
Hard pass on that. Never again.
The weather.
Weather was bad.
Yeah. What about the general flatness?
Awful. What else you got?
The listeners were very cool.
Yeah, I have honestly
great people.
Everything about it, I hated with one exception. I shouldn't say hated. Yeah. That's the wrong word. Yeah. I didn't hate it. I just didn't. It didn't hit me right.
Yeah.
The one part that hit me exactly right. Were the people that listened to the show.
Yeah,
they were great. They were absolutely fantastic. I just never clicked with Texas.
Right.
Specifically, the Texans, the people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the football team. The people that live there loved them. But one hill would kill somebody?
Was
one thing that wasn't about just the Texans and Bulls on parade, that wouldn't kill anybody.
Bulls parading.
Just a little bit. It's the little things.
Liberty White.
Home is home. Battle
gray.
Battle red. What was the blue one?
Steel blue.
Yeah, that's really
When you lived in Texas on Sunday morning at like 10 a.m., would you stand out front and would all your neighbors hard eye contact you on their way to service?
We didn't go attend often, but it's okay. Yeah. Whatever gets you going.
Yes.
I liked Texans. I didn't like Texas,
I
if
got
that
you.
Makes sense.
Yes. I love the great people of Texas myself.
Me too.
Okay, a couple of emails and then we'll talk some sports stories. Hey guys, does Travis keep a flashlight and the newest edition of Beckett magazine under the mattress so that he can sneak a peek when everyone goes to sleep? Also, Travis's thoughts on the Juice's Twitter takes. That's from Pete Shalitsky.
Oh, Pete Shalitsky. Yeah. What was the first question? Oh, the Beckett thing. Yeah. No, I, you know, what's funny. I still have all of my baseball cards from when I was a kid. They're in my closet. They're all stacked up in the closet.
Yeah.
They're worthless. There's nothing that's in there. So the Beckett is not that valuable anymore. Unfortunately.
Hold on. So I was telling you this the other day, and this gave me a chance to look it up, but there's one of these guys that tells you how to get rich on the internet.
Oh, baseball cards.
Because he's rich.
Yeah.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh yeah. I've heard of him.
And he's real annoying. If he's your thing, whatever, but he knows about stuff. He knows how to get rich.
Yeah.
That's for sure. He's
baseball
rich.
Cards?
He claims sports cards are coming back. He believes in certain categories, they're going to explode in value. What he's most excited in the next 24 to 36 months, we're going to see enormous growth in the sports card market. Well, that's sort of subjective because like a Mark McGwire rookie is worth like 30 cents.
Right. So it was worth 200 or something at some
point. If it explodes 500%, it's only going to be worth a couple bucks.
Yeah. I'm going to need that to happen sooner than later because I have some expenses in my life that are coming up and a closet full of worthless cardboard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of tough. What is your, do you have like, so my buddy.
What was the second question from old Pete?
Oh,
there was something else in there.
Beckett's. Oh, the Juice. How do you feel about the Juice? Well, you're not on Twitter. I don't follow the president and I don't follow the Juice because I feel like they want me to.
So every once in a while, the Juice will get played on our show.
Yeah.
That will play some of the same. Cause he doesn't like tweet as much as he posts videos of himself.
Yeah.
And they're how do I say this without sounding awful?
Well, he's stupid. He's dumb.
OJ's the OJ story. If you can remove the fact that two people were brutally murdered
by him.
Yeah. Is fascinating and awesome and interesting and multi-layered. And he's hilarious because he literally is a soulless monster.
Yeah.
That he has, no regrets for any of this stuff. But this is one of those things that you looked at, you're like, first of all, it's not funny. He's offering you like fantasy football advice and talking about the shootings in El Paso. It's like, nah, I don't need that from the Juice. I need him to make really stupid, bad football jokes. Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah. Just tell us. That why you did it because
he wants to.
Ron was driving the Ferrari.
He so desperately wants to tell
us
what happened.
He wants us to know.
Well, we know. We do know.
But he wants us to know that he knows we know.
Right.
Another email. Interesting video. Oh, this is about. So I reposted that thing that your station posted today, Trav. Oh my God.
Which one?
So last week.
Oh, the bunk beds.
OC week.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And they made a video and you're in a tiny bedroom
with
two sets of bunk beds.
Yes.
Keyshawn Johnson is on the top bunk of one bunk bed and you're on the top bunk of the other and Chris Morales is on the bottom bunk and he's under the covers.
Yeah, poor kid that's moving back into that house.
And it's like little like princess
comforters. It's a young kid who lives in that room.
It was so just go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner. You can see.
Was there a question or is this?
Well, there's lots of people have questions.
All right.
So many questions. Why is Travis wearing shoes? First thing I thought, you're in someone's bed with shoes on.
Did I have my shoes on?
Yes.
Oh, I probably should have taken those off.
I wanted to know what type of machinery or hoist? Was it a man lift? Did a scissor lift come in? How was it possible? It could not have been easy for you to get up there. Somebody had to brace
levers and pulleys.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was
block and tackle.
I just hopped right up there. I'm an athlete. I'm very spry. I'm light on my feet and I just hopped right up there. Piece of cake.
You're very good at golf.
I'll be honest about this. Getting in there, piece of cake. Yeah. Getting down was a little more challenging.
People bracing.
Well, no, you just had to make sure because look, how high is that bed? 5-6 feet in the air?
Yeah. It's right up near the ceiling.
If I would have fallen from that, I would have been seriously hurt.
Yeah, you would.
But you can't fall at 47 years old broken and not hurt yourself. Yeah. So I took my time getting down.
Yeah, I understand that. Why is Travis wearing shoes? Travis is dressed like he's about to go mow the yard and then go deep sea fishing.
What was I wearing? I don't remember.
You're wearing a red shirt, like a red button up, like a Tommy Bahama style.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
but it's just red.
It was OC week. We were at the house. It was kind of like a pool party vibe.
Oh,
so that's.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really? Did anybody go in the pool?
Not while I was there.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Why is the guy on the bottom bunk under the covers?
That's Chris.
Why the fuck are they little girl covers?
Because it's a little girl's room.
What's up with the camera focus? Was take two not an option? I noticed that because the camera was going in and out of focus. We didn't have like a professional photographer on the scene. Also, you guys weren't mic'd.
No. Look.
Yeah.
These social media videos are thrown together kind of
Yes.
In the spur of the moment.
Off the cuff.
In the spur of the moment. Uh-huh. So the production values on some of them are lacking.
Yeah.
But it was a well-conceived idea that maybe was executed at less than the highest level.
It's perfect, in my opinion. did you sneak into somebody's house to shoot this? And did that family come home after the first take? Weird. That is from Mike in Houston. Gotta agree.
Well, okay. I'm sure you have. Airbnb'd before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
That was the first time I've ever been in an Airbnb location.
Yep.
That's a weird dynamic.
It is kind of weird.
It's because you're in somebody's home.
It would be weird for me as the renter.
As the owner.
As the owner.
Okay.
To have somebody, I would like need separate sheets.
Oh, for sure.
Because I know people that Airbnb, like they'll go on a trip and they'll Airbnb their house, which is pretty smart.
Yeah. Pay for the trip, I guess.
Yeah, but it is awkward. I'll tell you what, I've sullied a few Airbnbs.
I haven't had the pleasure.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just the whole dynamic of that is weird. I don't like that.
Every Airbnb I've been in has a little bit of me.
Me and
a little BNA on the scene. You know what I'm saying?
All the more reason I'm not into it.
I'm not staying in an Airbnb not to get freaky.
That's exactly the reason I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because
there's a vibe.
Because there's monsters like you that are doing that to things like that. That at least at a hotel.
You're supposed to do that.
I know at a hotel that at least those linens are put in boiling acid before they put them back on the hotel. The comforters worse, but the sheets are okay.
You gotta peel it back. Yeah. The whole thing is
You get a towel from the bathroom.
Yeah.
You
grab it.
Grab the comforter, throw it in the corner of the room, and then you're good.
Are you ever sleeping in a hotel and the you can feel the corner of the fitted sheet?
Well, there isn't a fitted sheet. That's the problem. They're not the bottom sheet isn't fitted. Yeah. It's awful.
It's so like you've moved around enough and you're like I sleep on my stomach. So my arms are up there and I can feel with my fingertips a little bit of mattress.
Yeah. As a taller man, you can get that with your heels down at the bottom. It's pretty terrible.
Sports question for Travis Rogers. With the Cowboys offering Dak Prescott $30 million and him wanting $40 million, that can't be true, right?
I didn't hear that he wanted $40, but go ahead.
Do you think they should just split the difference down the middle in honor of Don Banks?
Poor Don Banks.
He's got a new job at the Las Vegas Review.
Yeah, he's going to be the national football writer, and
he's going to write about the Raiders.
That guy,
it's awful.
That guy's greatest crime, if there was
having a center part,
was having a picture that was not terribly flattering of him at one point. That appeared that he had a center. He did. I don't want to say I knew Don Banks because I didn't, but I'd met him a handful of times. Yeah. Man didn't have a center part. He didn't.
He just did that one picture, but they used the same picture for years.
It wasn't a good picture. Yeah. And when he passed, that was, and I,
that's so
I'm
sad.
Not going to lie.
He was a young man.
He's 56.
Yeah.
I did go to Twitter to see what they were doing, and there was a lot of flags at half mast, and it should have happened on February 22nd. Just
so
terrible. Terrible.
That was from Francis, by the way.
The reason that's it's not okay, but the reason that it's kind of like whenever I go or whoever,
for sure.
you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Say whatever you want. What do I care?
Right. Brian, I think we can all agree that your content on TRN over the years with the Friday Facts, co-hosting or otherwise, was a home run. Oh, thank you for that.
I agree.
TRN was at its best when it was in the Brian Beckner business. I did not put this person up to writing this, by the way. That said, I'm a little surprised that I have not heard nor heard about you making any appearances on your dear friend Travis's LA show as a guest or even a caller. Well, I'm not a caller. This seems like a glaring omission. Could you ask Travis to enlighten us as to why that is? I'm sure it's just an honest mistake.
Nope.
Thanks. That's your pal Rome show in Houston.
Yeah.
I don't have, here's the thing. I don't have any Raiders expertise.
Well, yes, you do. Yeah. You actually have deep Raiders expertise. Nothing to do with the football team, but the Raiders.
I can't break down the Rams O-line.
I can. You want to hear it?
No, okay. Please don't.
The reason is simple. It's very simple. And it's not an oversight. And it's not anything. And Rome Show knows this. He's trolling me a little bit. I work for Disney.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I know.
I work for the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
So
I mean
the BNA,
right.
DNA,
I don't have
DNA.
To do that.
Well,
I can do boring like stuff too.
Well, we have to find something that isn't boring. And we also, I have two other co-hosts that may not.
It's a lot of people talking.
Dig your chili.
There's a lot of people talking on that show. Maybe when somebody's out covering a fight or working for the big ESPN.
I don't want to give away but Chris Morales and I have had conversations about this.
My
and
guy,
we're working on some stuff.
That'd be awesome. Quickly.
But you can't say me and A on a Disney-owned station.
Well, remember when I was on the Angels?
Yeah, they didn't like you.
I did the Angels thing for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they weren't fans.
And then it was like kept getting pushed back.
Well, you didn't talk about Cole Calhoun.
Right.
Enough.
And then we.
What about Cole Calhoun?
We had to have a serious conversation. And I didn't even say anything. Like it wasn't even bad. They were just afraid I might say something.
It wasn't
bad.
About Cole Calhoun or Andrelton Simmons or whoever
those
else.
Those
are
real
team.
People. What do you
Mike Trout?
You're making those names up. Well, him, I've heard
of. I don't
of.
Know. They got a Fletcher.
Do they have Ian Kinsler?
Not anymore. He's gone.
Oh,
he's
they did have
he's
him.
Somewhere else bad.
Right.
Yeah. Poor Trout.
Yeah.
STB.
Should we worry about the Dodgers? I've never been more worried about a team that's 20 games over or has
almost,
a 20 game lead in the division.
They're almost 40 games over 500.
And is going to clinch the division in August for the first time ever, I think. I've never been more worried because they're one slump away from getting swept out in the division round.
First of all, you saw what was it yesterday. I don't know when this is going to run, but over the weekend, the Astros lost to the Orioles. The Astros are as good as the Dodgers.
Anybody
they're the
best.
Anybody can beat anybody. So that's one thing. And if that happens a couple times in a short series,
you lose. Dodgers lost every game to the Angels this year, and the Angels are probably
they're well
the
under 500.
Second or third worst team in the
stink. Yeah, you should be not so much of that. They should be worried because your man Kenley in the back end is shot. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't mean that. He's just he's been around a long time. Yep. He's been a warrior. He's just done.
Here's the thing. He's good for one home run per outing.
Just about.
And so if you can't bring him in with a one run lead or even a two run lead, because a lot of times he'll hit a guy with a pitch
or walk
him or there'll be like a bunt, you know, a seeing eye single. And then all of a sudden there's a guy on base and the next guy hits a home run. The game's over. Kershaw, he's good for a home run and outing too, but he doesn't walk anybody. No. So it's, you know, you're winning 4-1 or 4-2.
Well,
or
and with Kershaw, you have the runway of six innings if you give up a home run, even if you give up two home runs in six innings, that's fine. It's two runs in six innings. If you're pitching the ninth inning, you give up a home run, you lose.
This Kenley Jansen, he could throw a slider. And his slider's pretty good, but he doesn't know how to pitch that way.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't
only
had
has
to.
The one way of pitching.
He was Rivera, but he just cutter. Yeah, cutter. No, I mean, you and I watch a lot of Dodger games. Yeah. And it's,
no, we don't because they're not on TV.
Well, in the playoffs we
watch
do.
Them when they're on
watch
YouTube.
Watch them on ESPN or YouTube. But they're the best team in the National League. Yeah. They're one of the two or three best teams in all of baseball, and it will matter for nothing when you get to October if that guy's
they're
not
gonna
right.
They're going to fuck us over.
They might.
This has been a big topic lately. You're a big golf guy.
Sure.
slow play.
Ugh.
Bryson DeChambeau.
You know his name's probably like Brian Davis, right? Nobody's
from Modesto.
No one's named Bryson.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Ooh, Bryson. The stupid little hat.
Caps. He's all
does
his.
Does the math, Brian.
He does the math.
Does the math.
He's got a book with all the math in it.
Uh-huh.
He knows exactly what to do in any situation. All his clubs are the same length.
You
Travis.
Know what you left off, though, the other things. What? He's universally loathed by his playing
Not
partners.
By me. He's loved by me.
Contemporaries on the PGA Tour, he is universally loathed because he's that terrible combination of, I'm a lot smarter than you guys. I'm doing it differently. Yeah. You guys haven't figured it out. I have a stupid hat. I have a stupider name. I have an even stupider last name. And I'm going to go out and take a 6 hour round of golf. Dude, it's an 8 footer. Roll it at the hole. It's either going to go in or it's not. Your math isn't going to help.
Leave that pin in and roll it. Use that pin as a backboard.
With full disclosure, I've never actually spoken to the man in my life. I have no real opinions on him as a human being.
Right.
But I hate that guy.
Yeah, you do.
Hate that guy.
See, everyone's talking about his slow play. No one's talking about his universal gift to the game of speeding up the game by getting the rules changed
speed
to leave.
Up anything.
Yeah, you're like, no, hey, take it out, put
get
it back in. Hey, where's the pin? Go get that.
How are you taking the pin out where it's causing you extra time to do it?
You take it out,
set it down, and then you pick it up again.
And then someone's got to pick it up and bring it back over. You leave it in. You don't have to do
That's
any of that.
4 seconds where he's doing the Pythagorean theorem on a 2 footer.
I want it in. I want it out. Can you tend it? Can you tend that for me?
Well,
I need that
you can't
tended.
See it.
Tend that for
you can't
me.
See
Get
it.
The fuck out of here. Leave it in.
I like Brooks Koepka because he likes to lift weights and has Jenna Sims.
Well, I do like that. Well, let me show you something then, because I like that there's this rivalry where there's a guy that everybody hates and he's like, hey, you don't like that I play slow? Why don't you come over and say that fucking shit to my face?
Well, that's not exactly what happened. He went and said it to the caddy.
Well, the caddy was there.
Yeah.
Tell your boss, which is very biting. Tell your boss to come over and say that to my face.
Everything about that was stupid except for Brooks.
This is what Bryson DeChambeau is working with right here. That's apparently his girlfriend.
Huh.
Apparently she used to spend time with Mike Napoli. She apparently has a type.
She'd been Napoli'd?
They have a type. She's called Sophia Phelan.
She seems nice.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
Yes.
That math is working out.
Whatever.
Brian Davis has got some stuff going on.
Bryson DeChambeau's got something figured out. This is something I saw, and this really angered me. Dabo Swinney. Trav, he's the coach of the
Clemson
Tigers.
Yes, South Carolina.
His given name, his Christian name is like David.
Okay.
But he instead chooses to be professionally referred to as Dabo.
Right.
Which is short for Dat Boy.
Right.
That's on his fucking LinkedIn.
Have you ever been to South Carolina?
Dabo.
Have you ever been there?
I've been to North Carolina. I don't think I've been to South.
North Carolina is like Monaco compared to South Carolina.
Dabo Swinney. So this guy,
Dabos are abundant in that part of our country.
He won the first ever national title with a trans QB, which I thought was nice.
I don't think that's true.
That's not what happened.
Trevor Lawrence, are we talking about?
But apparently he had a different quarterback earlier in the season.
Yeah,
he left. And then he's like, hey, we're going to bring in this other dude to play and you don't get to play. And then the dude that got benched was like, well, I want to like play football for a job.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to a different school.
Right.
But he had already won them some games. So then they won the national championship and everybody on the ring and on the team, and this college football team has like 100-something guys on it.
It's a
ridiculous amount of dudes. Plus the trainers and the fucking broadcasters and
there's a lot of people, staff,
the guys. It's a big business, a college football team, massive. And everybody got a championship ring for winning the national championship. But the quarterback who was a member of the team that left.
Do you know how many games he was there for? Because I honestly don't.
Four games. Kelly Bryant.
Out of 14?
Yeah. However many they play. 12?
14 if you go all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably get
one. What's the harm?
You should probably get
one. It's just spiteful. You look like a little bitch.
Well, there's nothing that is a more spiteful occupation than football coach. Those are not football coach does not attract philanthropists.
No.
Football coach does not attract the open-hearted, right. The kind, the soft, yeah. the people that just want everybody to get a little something. Yeah. It's for guys that are going to exercise petty agendas against other people. Dabo is probably the most reasonable of all of them.
Yeah.
He's actually a pretty reasonable guy, but even he's, at the end of the day, he's a football coach.
Well, they don't like that these guys have the opportunity to leave.
Well, right. You know,
that's a new development in the game.
It's so stupid.
They've given him a little bit of freedom.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there that is a sports fan, a college football fan, college basketball fan, assuming that sport still exists?
It does.
That
my Bruins
watches these games and thinks that when Trevor Lawrence, and I'm just picking him up, or Tua Tagovailoa or whoever, right? JT Daniels at SC,
yes.
Whoever it is.
Yes.
That they're there so they can just get a nice workout in on a Saturday afternoon. They're really there to go to chemistry and English and sociology. They're professional athletes in every sense. So I don't for the life of me understand why we still pretend that this is a thing.
I don't know.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's crazy.
Nobody, because if JT Daniels rolled up in a brand new Ferrari, yeah. I don't care.
No.
I don't care at all. Yeah. And I don't care if SC bought it for him. It's stupid.
Yes. I don't care if they don't go to class. None of them graduate.
That's their problem.
Yeah. If you're a borderline guy and you're like, hey, I'm going to get this free education. And there's plenty of those dudes. They're mostly those guys.
Corey Booker played football at Stanford. He went to, he played football so he could go to Stanford and then, you know, actually went to class.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's stupid.
So yes or no, are we putting Dabo Swinney in the piece of crap club?
Nah.
He's not.
He's a football coach. He's just doing. You can't put somebody in the piece of crap club if they do exactly what they're expected to do.
Because Eric Gagne, he was in the piece of crap club.
Well, I like winners, Brian.
He was a pretty good winner.
When he got hooked up.
He got 89 in a row.
Oh, he was great. I liked him then.
He was so good.
I liked him when he was good.
He's my favorite Dodger.
You know what's funny? I used to be a much more, that's a word, I don't even know how to say it. I was much more tolerant sports fan. I'm with you no matter what. And now I only like you when you're good.
That's right.
I've come around to, I don't care about your life or what's going on. I just need to know what your performance is going to be. And that's what I'm into.
I remember when, after the Dodgers won the World Series in 1988,
yep.
My man Fred Clare, he didn't get a deal done with Steve Sachs, and Steve Sachs left and went to the Yankees.
Yeah, hurt your feelings.
I was so bummed out.
Sure.
But I was 13.
Yeah.
Like that's, and then also Steve Sachs was never as good after that.
No, they did the right thing.
He bounced around the league.
Right.
Played
for the A's.
Yes, the A's, the White Sox. Yeah, it was like not so good for him after. It was actually the right decision. And then I realized, oh, wait, that's just a job for these guys.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get money.
They're playing for as long as they can, for as much as they can. Absolutely. And I just, we had the conversation, you and I, the other day. Yeah. Give me Tommy Lasorda burning up Fernando Valenzuela's arm and get a World Series.
Well, I would like,
I'm not worried about Walker Buehler's future. I want to win the World Series.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
But I want to win it like 3 or 4 times.
No, I want to win it once. And then we'll find another one.
You know, you only get, in Major League Baseball, you know, you only get a 5-year window, right? It's one of the few sports where you only get a 5-year window. Is that right?
There's another Walker Buehler. We'll get another one.
True. Well, we have him, that red haired dude.
Oh.
Dustin May.
Poor guy.
Handsome. Good looking dude.
I mean.
I miss appearance standards. You know me. There's no one more liberal than me.
Yeah.
You've seen the way I dress.
Yeah,
I've
seen that mustache on your face.
Yeah, I got a mustache. Like.
You should really lose that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But back in the day, the Yankees wouldn't let you have hair past the collar.
I think the Yankees still do.
Probably still do.
Yeah.
The Dodgers had the same rules. And then we traded for Gary Sheffield.
He wanted his earring.
And that stupid goatee.
Yeah. That's right.
Stupid
fucking goatee. He could hit.
Dude could hit. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, he should be.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
He's one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Yeah, but he's one of those guys.
All he did was hit for a long fucking time.
But he was on the juice, which apparently matters to some people, and he was kind of a prick.
Was he?
And people didn't like him.
No, he was a prick.
Yeah.
He for sure was a prick.
Yeah.
Mascots. All-time best mascots. I'll go first. Number one, Ted Genoese.
Yeah, the chicken.
The famous chicken.
Yeah.
Started out as, and that's why this is important, started out as the San Diego chicken.
Yeah.
And then couldn't do a deal. He owned the whole chicken. That chicken right. thing was his.
Right.
That didn't belong to the fucking, to the Padres. Team,
right.
Yeah. He was, that was his thing.
Then he just was the chicken.
Yeah. Then he would go on, and then he would go on This Week in Baseball and, or the Baseball Bunch.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, there's the San Diego Chicken. And then they just started calling him the Chicken. And mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on here? And it turns out he wasn't the San Diego Chicken. Well, the old Philly Fanatic, he is in a dispute
Uh-oh.
With the Phillies. He wants to become a free agent and just be the Fanatic, go around being the Fanatic.
No.
Not, remember when Tommy Lasorda used to kick his ass?
Yeah.
And you didn't get the sense that Tommy was in on the joke?
Tommy's not great. That's a whole nother story. Yeah, no, the mascots.
Yeah, where do you stand? Should the Philly Fanatic, the Fanatic, be yeah. allowed to go and sell his wares, his talents, yeah.
and
take his talents?
And he will starve to death.
It's only going to be minor league.
I was going to say, yeah. because once you go to a place that has actual entertainment, the Fanatic becomes far less interesting. I was yeah. telling you the other day, like I went to a minor league baseball game when I was up in Reno. I had a ball.
Yeah.
Just a great time. The yep. Reno Aces. It was great. I didn't need the Fanatic there. I don't know. Nobody who finds that. Well, I mean, I get the whole idea. It's like, I get that there are yokels.
Right.
I get that there yeah. are hayseeds. Yeah.
North Dakota.
Hoo.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of people, yeah. the idea of, because eventually one of those minor league teams is going to say, well, what do you want to come out? You want yeah. $500 or 50 or five? And yeah. no, I don't get
That's
anything
crazy.
For that.
It's crazy.
No.
The real teams don't have mascots.
Right.
And or cheerleaders. Like the Dodgers.
Lakers have cheerleaders.
Well, that's different. Yeah. They have the Laker girls.
Yes.
And that's a whole different thing.
There's one Laker girl that's particularly interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Now that there's been the infusion of money into the Clippers,
yeah.
do the Clipper girls still have like tramp stamps and Coors Light bellies? Because they used to. There was a marked drop off between the Laker
yeah.
girls and the Clipper spirit.
I only went to one Clipper game last year, and I don't recall being impressed.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that they haven't upgraded.
With the advent of Instagram,
yeah,
you would figure that all the talent has improved
in LA. Come on,
yeah.
man.
I mean, yeah.
Come on.
There's enough.
Just go to the Valley.
Yeah, there's enough.
I think
yeah.
that's where they got him yeah. in the first place.
Chatsworth.
Yeah. yeah. The Lakers have a different standard for the Laker yeah. girls. They're yeah. dancers.
Yeah.
They can move.
Yeah. yeah. That was Dr. Buss's whole plan.
He was on
plan.
It. He was on it.
He knew what he liked. Okay. Two more things. Oh, wait, no. We got a few. David Ortiz, Trav. Yeah. Well, that's one thing I wanted to bring up. He's got the... He had to get a lot of his guts yeah. removed. We haven't seen him. He's going to reappear looking like,
oh, you're right.
You know, when Al Roker got shrunk and you're like, and deflated, then you saw him yeah. and you're like, oh fuck, is he okay?
Yeah,
yes.
He
that's what David Ortiz is going to look
Ortiz
like.
David Ortiz is sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got shot in a case of mistaken identity. Mm-hmm. He's only the most famous human being.
It's easy to understand what happened. I mean, David Ortiz is probably the most famous person in the Dominican Republic. He was in a public area surrounded by people yeah. and the guy shot him from 2 feet away. Yeah. So I'm sure he totally got the wrong guy. Yeah, I'm sure that was completely random and not at all intentional.
And also, if the point is to hit your way off the island.
Yeah.
Stay off the island, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I just well, you know? if there's somebody that's looking for you, in particular.
Right.
Look, I get it if you want to go home and see your family and all that kind of stuff. But if you're there doing things
yes.
that are aggravating
right.
people, that and I don't know that he was, but it seems like somebody was mad at him
about something.
yeah,
people were getting in fights about it.
People were mad. Yeah, apparently there was that story about at the hospital that a couple of
yes.
young women traded hands
right.
over
before his
poppy.
Wife arrived. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know what happened.
He
I just
may
know that,
or may not have recently purchased somebody a Lexus.
It's really bad luck.
Yes. Just what are the odds?
Really bad luck.
Well, in a stunning development, he's moved his Celebrity Golf Classic from the Dominican
Good
Republic.
Idea. Good idea.
To Florida.
Much What's, better.
Why the hasty decision there?
Well, okay, I would argue that maybe Florida's not the best place to go to for that either. But
it's better.
Yeah, go to Pebble Beach. Go to somewhere nice. Go to Portland. Go somewhere where the odds of you being mistaken identity nearly murdered are much lower.
Would agree. It's like you can be from Bakersfield.
Right.
But you make it to the major leagues. The season doesn't end on September 4th and you hop a flight back to fucking Bakersfield until next. Right. Whichever. Yeah. Bus. You leave.
You thumb.
Leave.
You hitchhike back. Yeah, no, you live in Manhattan Beach or
right,
something. Yeah.
Somewhere else. This is a new story.
You're right. You know what, Brian? You're right. I never thought he's going to show up and be 175 pounds.
He's going to look completely different.
Yeah.
It's going to be shocking. He might have to wait. It's going to be like Sammy Sosa level. Whoa. But he might have to wait till he fats up, till he refats.
Did we ever get any clarification on Sammy's deal?
He just wants to look like that.
Okay. If that's it, then okay.
It makes him happy.
Kind of caught me by surprise, but if that's...
It's a lot to take in.
You want to look like Batman or Joker or whatever, then knock yourself out. That was disturbing when you, because you're seeing Sammy Sosa hit the home run, kiss his fingers, go around the bases, and then he looked like Jack Nicholson. But
yes. Yeah. He looked a little odd. A-Rod. So recently there must have been a Sunday night.
I haven't done my A-Rod voice in a while. I kind of want to do it.
There must have been. Here's your chance. There was a game in Frisco. Maybe last week, Sunday night game, and he parked his rented SUV near the stadium. And I don't know. I mean, San Francisco is not a leave your valuables in the car kind of city, especially if I imagine I don't know why he doesn't have a driver.
That's my first question. Go ahead.
You get that written into the contract where you go, somebody needs to pick me up from the airport. Somebody needs to take me to the ballpark and somebody needs to take me from the ballpark. You know, you just get driven. Although he needs to bounce over to Marin to take care of something while he's there, you know, or maybe there's
Marin's nice.
Something down in San Jose.
Never know. I don't know. J-Lo's pretty.
Yeah.
Stellar.
Yeah. But I mean, appetite. Show me the hottest chick in the world.
Yeah.
And I'll show you a guy that's looking somewhere else. He got jacked for nearly $500,000 in jewelry and electronic equipment.
Did he left in the car?
That he left in the car. Like how many tickers? You're a ticker guy.
Yeah.
How many tickers do you need on one road trip? I figure you could just pick the one ticker and then just wear it throughout. You don't need multiple tickers.
I mean, I'm going back in for a minute here. It's been a minute since I thought about this, but I would admit, what if somebody saw you with the same ticker the next day? Then you're not living the baller lifestyle.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh.
What if
you walked into a place and you saw a guy and he had the same ticker? Or, hear me out. What if he had a better ticker?
Well, you basically have to take your own life at that point. You can't imagine. I mean, imagine being humiliated by not having the most expensive watch in the room.
What if somebody saw you with another guy and that other guy had the better ticker? You both had tickers, but his ticker was better.
Well, let's get it right. He's rocking a better ticker.
All right.
Yeah,
you
rock a ticker.
You don't work a ticker?
No, definitely don't. You don't work a ticker. No, you rock it.
You rock a ticker.
I think you rock it.
Oh my
gosh. It's been a while since I've gone through my ticker terminology.
Do you get on the blower and call your ticker guy?
You got a ticker guy?
And you get a hold of your ticker guy and you say, I need to be rocking a better ticker.
You know how when you go to a foreign country for a period of time and you're immersed in a language that you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
And then you kind of pick it up.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's like, okay, I don't got it. Like they've got it, but I can order food and I can find my way back to the hotel.
Right.
That's kind of where I'm at. I've been out of the country for a while.
I know.
I don't quite have the,
it's hard.
But back to A-Rod for a second.
Yeah. Let's get back to it.
If he had $500,000 worth of stuff taken out of his car, good.
Yeah, he's got too much stuff.
Because that's stupid. If Alex Rodriguez wants to have a watch, I'll make up a number. He wants to have a $50,000 watch. Yeah. Good for you, man. Yeah, put it on your wrist and go wear it to the game. That's fine. But don't leave multiple $50,000 watches or whatever he had in the car. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
There's a reason they have those safes in your hotel room, A-Rod. I was unable to... worked accommodation on the safe, J-Lo and the kids, Cervelli, Taco Pina. Remember Taco Pina? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
By the way, see, A-Rod, whoever is advising him now, Got it right. Hey, stop being a jackass. Yep. Stop being the guy that everybody hates. Say you're sorry once in a while. Yeah. Make fun of yourself once in a while.
People like him now.
And we'll all be good with you. Yeah. And he did it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know who people hate now?
Who?
Jeter.
Well, because he's a liar.
Yes, everybody hates Jeter.
Well, okay.
He fired Andre Dawson.
So can we? Let's go back.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter was well liked because he was a really good baseball player.
Didn't say shit.
And
he got
a ton of high level women.
Yeah.
Right. And he didn't. He never offered an opinion on anything. He cut A-Rod loose like that when they got into that thing. That was, and they'd been friends since they were kids, like high school players.
Yeah.
He cut him loose really quick because it somehow, some way, Derek Jeter saw a sentence in a magazine that he didn't like, and he just threw him overboard. That's the sort of dude that guy is.
Bad
and
guy.
Because he was smart enough to not get married, he could run around and poon out hard in New York City and nobody really cared.
Spread herp, allegedly.
He could go do whatever he would. The gift basket things, we all kind of laughed at
it
because, you know, I'm married, do your thing. Who cares? Now we're seeing.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
I had something else on A-Rod. Okay.
J-Lo's maybe at the top of the list.
She's might be the hottest chick, and she's 50 years old.
Unbelievable.
She's perfect.
I was at a Laker game, and I'm sitting in my seat, and all of a sudden, like, there's a buzz. There's everybody's kind of, hey, somebody's coming. And where I sat, where the chairman's club is, to get to the baller seats on the side, you have to walk right by where I am. So you're just this parade of people.
Yeah.
And she comes through. And first of all, A-Rod's like 6'4". He's huge.
He's massive.
And he's really good looking. Yep. And he's dressed really well.
He's shiny.
Yes. And he's everything's perfect.
His ticker.
He cuts an incredibly imposing figure.
Yep.
Not one person in the building was looking at him.
Yes.
Because J-Lo was right next to him. And people look like that? It was stunning. Stunning.
She's 50 years old.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
She looks better at 50 than she did at 30.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Big fan.
Okay. We're going to close with this. Sandwiches.
That went fast, man.
The most. We've done an hour.
I want more.
The most popular sandwiches in America list is out.
Okay.
This is going to make you mad.
I have a feeling it might.
Are you ready? So let's understand the criteria here. Americans can't get enough of eating that perennial meal consisting of one or more types of food placed on or between two slices of bread. But what is their one true sandwich bay? Oh, I'm really bummed I read that. The nonpartisan research organization YouGov conducted a poll of 1,223 people asking which sandwich they like the best. There's an infographic.
Is this going to be something lame like a PB&J is
coming
at the top of the list?
First, 79%. So people must have listed
there.
And so this would be the highest rated in their list. So
right.
At 79%, this sandwich came in. Look. This is not a top one sandwich, but you're never bummed out when you get one of these sandwiches.
Okay.
Real cheese.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's not number one.
No.
Now, if you're going to really soup it up and you're going to put a nice thick slice of tomato, maybe some avocado in there, maybe bacon or some ham or something in there that's good. But just like a white bread with a couple of slices of Ameri, that's not number one. Get out of here.
Here's what you do. You take a good sourdough.
Okay.
And then you make like a garlic. You melt some garlic butter.
Sure.
And grill it in that garlic butter. Mm-hmm. And then take a few different kinds of cheeses.
Sure.
Mix up the cheeses, some bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You pickled jalapenos on there.
Sure.
Then you eat it. You maybe dab it with a little bit of Tabasco sauce while you eat it.
Yeah.
That's a good sandwich.
It is.
Especially if you've, been overserved.
It's late. Yeah, that's good.
It's late. You've been out.
Yeah.
You come home a little hungry, not sure what to make.
It hits that spot.
Yeah. It gets you where you need to go. Number twos, these people should be rounded up. They should be brought to an island. And once they're on that island should be lit on fire. Grilled chicken.
What? It's not even a sandwich.
Grilled chicken.
Move on. That's
so that's
stupid.
Like a burger that you take out the burger and you make it infinitely less good. By putting a dry ass chicken breast in the middle.
No, we've already talked about chicken breast. That's stupid.
This is going to anger you too.
That's really stupid. Bothers me.
This is going to anger you too. Number, 3, 4, and 5 are all going to piss you off. Number three.
The number one sandwich has not been mentioned yet.
It's way down the list.
Okay.
No, number three. Turkey sandwich.
Stop. Move on. Okay. First of all, like I like Thanksgiving, my number one holiday. Love it. And a turkey coming out of the oven. Delicious. You get a couple of slices of roast turkey and you put some of the dressing near it and this gravy. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Turkey is a sandwich meat. No. It's the most bland thing you're going to find. There's nothing to it.
You eat it because it has the least calories.
Right.
Like you eat it because you don't want to eat something that's really good.
Something good.
Yeah.
Right. Namely
so,
beef.
Yeah. This next one, roast beef.
Okay.
It's a nice sandwich.
You need some horseradish. You need a good cheddar cheese. It needs the accoutrement.
Maybe put it on a brioche or a nice, it needs a nice bun.
I like it on a baguette too.
Oh yeah. That's delicious. Yeah. Delicious. Maybe a nice chunk, like a thick chunk of cheese on there.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Cheddar. Good piece of cheddar. The next one, 69% nice ham. Ham sandwich?
A ham sandwich is when you're in the seventh grade and you come home and your mom and dad aren't home and you need to eat something, you make a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich is if your name's Ted and you work at the plant.
Right.
And your wife Irma makes you a fucking lunch in a lunchbox every day and she puts a ham sandwich in there. That's when you eat a ham sandwich.
Okay, I'm going to defend ham sandwich for a second. Have you ever had one and gone, no, that sucked? It's always pretty good.
It's fine, but
it's always pretty good.
It's fine. It's
like a chicken sandwich. Sometimes you're like, that was terrible. A turkey sandwich. Sometimes that's rarely do you eat a ham sandwich. You go, you know what? That's because it's very savory. It's very savory and just a little bit of sweet.
You need a strong mustard, in my opinion.
Yeah.
A Dijon, a stone ground.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Something with some bite to it.
And on a poppy seed roll.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'll eat that.
Yeah.
Still, it's not a top five.
No.
That's where they have it. Now, here we're starting to talk about some sandwiches.
All right.
Coming in also, so I guess this would be tied with ham. BLT.
Great sandwich.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
simple too. Like you can put some avocado on there.
Needs
I'm good.
Needs it. Gotta have the avocado.
But if you're going beyond that, we're building something else.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're building the next thing, which is also a fantastic sandwich.
Club sandwich.
The club.
Yeah. Club. Well, the club sandwich, first of all, it comes in triangles, which is kind of fun.
Delicious.
That's really good. You get those long colored toothpicks with the cellophane
on
the top.
Eat it in sections.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Almost always comes with a good fries or potato salad, which is, it's potatoes.
Pretty good.
So that's pretty ham, turkey, lettuce, tomato, bacon.
You're usually, I don't know about you, the time I'm mostly getting a club sandwich is when I'm in a hotel room at about 12:30 at night
and drunk.
I've been places and I want something to eat and I open up a menu and I see a whole bunch of shit and I go, where the fuck's the club? There it is.
There it is.
I'll have the club sandwich.
And wings.
Yeah. throw some wings on there too.
Yeah. Still haven't gotten there, by the way.
It's way down the list. The next one is bacon, which is stupid.
A bacon? That's a BLT.
It's just a picture of bacon and bread.
No.
It's a bacon on a bun, actually. So that's stupid. That doesn't even exist.
It's not a sandwich.
The next one, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Which, okay, but again,
fine.
It's you come home, you're starving. You got to jump back into the car
you
in 2
energy.
Minutes. Bam, 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 you're done.
These NBA guys, that's a big thing. Now, all the teams get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before the game. That's what they like. They like that.
It's just the two of us, right?
The players.
It's just the two of us, right?
Yeah.
There may or may not be an entire case of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches inside the media room at Staples Center.
Shut up.
And I may or may not have had one before every single Laker game I did.
What was the other thing? Don't they have soft serve in there? But you announced you only had it twice per season or something.
I did. Yeah. Yes. And yes.
Or a root beer float. Do you make a root beer float? That's
orange
what it is.
Float.
Yeah. Orange float. That's what it is.
Orange
creamsicle.
Float. Little vanilla soft serve with a little Fanta on top of that. I dare you to hate that.
Bad. It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
I used to work.
I also had chili dogs.
When I was in high school, I used to work at Sioux Plantation, and we would make all sorts of different concoctions because we'd be. You know, it'd be the end of the night and everybody at work would just be, feeling a little bit better than we were earlier. We'd just be sort of
into the genuine drafts.
Yeah. We had a lot of those. Funny you should say that because we would hit the genuine drafts hard at Sioux Plantation.
So
that was the beer of the time.
Exactly. It was the beer. And when it came out, it was like, that is a terrible bottle of beer.
Fucking worst beer. It was
hideous.
Always at parties in high school.
Yes. And it's skunky.
It's
and
disgusting.
It was awful. Awful.
It's like every beer is better than they don't make it anymore, right?
I haven't seen it in forever. No, Keystone was the right choice in high school and college.
Yeah.
That's the right choice. Yeah.
Keystone. We would splurge and go, hey, Tony's got a Löwenbräu keg in his parents' backyard. Because we thought we were like drinking some German shit, but it was really just like a different kind of Miller.
Made by Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
they put that lion on it. Remember?
Hey, yeah. It'd be like, hey, so somebody, it's like somebody's going away to college. He's getting a Löwenbräu keg. Yeah. It was like a real big deal. Okay. Where'd we stop? Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Next, pulled pork. I wouldn't call that a sandwich. That's a barbecue item.
I like pulled pork. It's really good. Every time somebody makes it at a party or something, I'm happy to have it. But I never order pulled pork in a restaurant.
No, I never would either. I do, like, I'll smoke a pork butt a couple of times a year and it like go, you know, you put the coleslaw on it. Really, it's delicious. Good.
Sweet
but
pickles on there too.
I would never order it. Yeah. Delicious. Next one. Tuna.
Oh, okay.
Tuna sandwich.
Well, huge fan.
I like a tuna sandwich.
Huge fan. This is another thing that I'm sure you'll make fun of me for.
I feel like I've gotten sandwiches before with you and you've gotten a tuna.
I almost always do.
Yes.
If we're in a deli, I almost always order that. That's my go-to. I love a tuna sandwich. It is good. It's always kind of not perfect, but deeply satisfying. Very savory.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I wouldn't have it on the list. Next. Something that I might put above tuna, egg salad. In the same vein.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's not as ubiquitous. So, and it's something very comforting. It's something that your grandma would make for you.
If it has like chunks of things in it, I like it more than just the
chunks of pickles.
Pickles and celery and pepper.
Yeah.
That's better. But if it's just the eggs and the mayonnaise and the mustard, and I don't like
the
that.
The eggs need to be not too ground up.
Yeah, they get chunks of those, especially the white.
Chunky. You need
the,
yep.
Still waiting.
Next, we're almost to it. 56% meatball sandwich.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Have you talk about something you eat late at night that is just outstanding?
It's the best.
Yeah. So do you ever half and half it?
What do you mean?
So you can get like in the Italian delis that make good meatballs, there, pizza place, those places that.
Yeah.
So you get a half and half.
Yeah.
It's a half meatball sandwich, half sausage sandwich.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
You know.
And if they're really feeling it, they'll mix it up and put it like sometimes they'll just put this right half meatballs, left half sausage, but sometimes they'll mix them together and chop them up.
Oh, you know where I bet they do that is Santa Monica Bay City's Deli.
Yeah. Those like Italian grocery stores that also have a deli. They'll half and half.
Delicious.
Highly recommended.
Here's what we're looking for. 48% coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14th on the list. It's corned beef.
The Reuben.
It's sauerkraut. Yeah. It's dressing.
Yes.
It's toasted, usually rye bread.
Sure. A little mustard.
It's a Reuben sandwich.
It's hot too.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Every time.
It works every time. Every time.
And are you on the same that it has to be corned beef? Because sometimes they'll try to slide some pastrami in there on you. And I like pastrami, but not in my Reuben. I want a corned beef Reuben.
Totally agree with you. It's got to be corned beef. Yes. It's got to be corned beef. And then lastly, on the list, again, a fantastic sandwich. These two could easily be one and two. The French dip.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's well, because anytime you get au jus and you get to dip, dipping's next level.
Fantastic.
You know what? I don't know if this qualifies as a sandwich, but something that should be on the list because it is a sandwich, but it's kind of sort of a hamburger. Patty melt.
Oh, yeah. Patty it's melt. It's a hamburger,
though. Okay.
It's it's got a patty.
But it's got that melted cheese and the grilled onions, rye bread. Mm-hmm. They usually form that patty, so it's the size of the bread.
Yeah, it's like a grilled cheese. They put cheese on both sides.
And
it's
a
like
hamburger
grilled
bun.
Cheese with a hamburger, patty in it.
That should be in there.
All right, buddy. Really appreciate
we
you
coming
in. We
fixed the sandwich rankings.
I think so.
Yeah.
It begins and ends with Reuben.
Yeah.
You
tuna
know?
Sandwich could be higher.
Yeah, it could be. Club.
Club.
I mean, grilled chicken.
You know, we didn't talk about the club.
Grilled chicken.
Yeah. Is it a club sandwich if you don't have that third piece of bread in there?
No, it isn't.
You have to
have
it.
It's just a turkey sandwich with bacon.
Yeah, that's true. But what if you cut it into four pieces with cellophane
toothpicks? No. Can't do it. It's got to have all the things because that's just a turkey sandwich with bacon. It needs that third. And there's probably origins of the club that we don't know.
Yeah.
That's got needs to have that third tier to be.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Like always in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Always at 12:30 in the morning.
I think I know where I can get a patty melt on the way home. I might do that.
Fantastic. All right, Trav, appreciate you coming in.
I want to do it more often.
Yes. We'll have you in again.
I want to do a movie again.
Okay. We got one coming up. I don't know if I'll be able to book you in, but it's a possibility.
All right.
For Travis Rogers, this is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 281 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Peace.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, covers conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.